homage of the Lavush was in turn of time of the Ramah and the Smah. And he has a Skamas, originally was printed in Shin Ayin Dalit in Venice. He was an Italian model. Shin Ayin Dalit. Well, we just passed Ayin Dalit, right? This is 400 years old. Exactly, right? It's the same as 400 years old.
Very, very early
aspect. Yeah, 400 years old. Well, that's a long time ago. Okay? 1614. Okay? With Haskama, Father Maral Miprach, and the Lush. Thank you for this beautiful copy. And yes, it says exactly what we quoted yesterday. So just word for word, where he's discussing the issue of Kol Isha at length. He's upset that the women are singing and at his table, Smiris, Shabbos, and the, whoa. So doesn't want to look at see it. The original is here for you. Take a time to the Smedish, and you can look at it at your convenience. Okay. We left off yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, in Rav Moshe's Shuvah. We still told him to remind me what we're going to pick up. Tshuva by the Mechitza. Moshe is a famous Chiddush, and he thinks that the reason for the Mechitza is not that men shouldn't see the women, although that's what the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos and the other sources. No, it's really they shouldn't be able to socialize. And therefore, if there's a glass, it would be okay. Okay? Fine. Hinesh Makal Omar. This is the last screen I told you. If you get to talk to me, you can just barely get it. And we're going to sacrifice the top of the top letters, which you have all neat in the screen. We can go one. Is there a much signature? Let's go one. Sharaf ben Mikdash Yosef Medaraisa. Shudin Yered the Mikdashi Tiro. Shimu Bakalas Rosh and the Beira. Can be based on Knesset Rak with Rabbanan. Shosu Gambahem Kalas Rosh. Lamadi Gam Tanai, the Megillah of Ches. Tonight. So you could say that. But Rav Moshe says not that way. However, Shas Atfilo, Kshemaskirin, Shem Shemayim, Divrei Torah, Kedusha, Mistabe Shudar Raisa. Shiloh Kedusha, Tikna Besak Nesis, Kotav Arab, Megillah Chavov, Shem Ikru Asulam, Adav Dava Shem Kedusha, Ayin Shem. Divrei Kedusha Atzman, Ein Bem Dine Kedusha, Loher Shav, Atakan Kedusha, Besak Nesis, Bishvilo. Oh, wait a minute, that's going further than that. Till now we say it's what? It's not only based on Migdash, it's also in Shul. Now he's going to ask anywhere. Whoa, this is not happy with this. Shreya Hespit Shalosit Shalomed Misham Lomatsone Boshim Migdash. Look at that. That was another original source. We saw yesterday morning, Sukkot Nun Beis Manav. V'yim shon lo nesim et d'araisa l'tzniyot b'alma eich shayach l'melev v'za isa d'araisa l'mikdash alamash v'shum isa b'chol mokash shetzvichon l'ikobetz bo anoshin v'noshin shasurun liyos b'lo abdolas v'chitza v'neim k'le shal yavo l'dekalas rosh. Wow. Can you imagine that? Any mixed seating event is an Issa D'Oraisa, according to so far. We're not done yet, but hold on. Ach ulai, af shebehesped yil et sneers b'yalma, wak upon him raya sheyesh b'den yikalos rosh, shalachen yesh lesa v'mitash b'D'Oraisa, v'shem mitzvah yira, yibibes haknesses b'D'Rabbonin, shas tzil et D'Oraisa, aviyosim istabek, oh, please, say it ain't so. Shebed'Oraisa b'chol makom kibbutz, oi. Rav Moshe suggests you don't have to say it that way, but he wants to be noted that every time, I mean, every event is alright. D'Oraisa. Scary. Uvelot Zorach Kibbutz. This is important. Afimikdash Mutter. Why? Sherechanan is Balas Samach Le'eli Akoin. Hello, Kohen is watching her and thinks she's, she's not davening with a loud voice. She thinks she's drunk or something. Obviously, she's right near.
Okay,
harbe anoshim, because there's no need to have a kibbutz. Aber b'mokom shetzricha l'skabetz kol simchus beis hashoeva uchol diskabtsu lehaspid osid v'din d'oraisa shetzorach mechitza l'havdol b'neiach. L'fichach, kambot ekneisiyo shalona shemiskabtsu mispal shetzorach shemechitza davka mechitza kezur shlo yavol mitol d'kalas rosh over kezur shetzorach balcony, men on the bottom of them on top, even if you can see them. Over mechitza gavoa after they find you chetzorachim is over the shoulders. 64 inches, or something like that. At least 5 feet. Yes, though.
Does mechitzas that have like doors in them? Or, I don't know, like, sometimes to cross, like, not like during shul, but after shul, whatever, to cross over. I've seen, like, would that be a problem? There's still going to be, like, potentially there could be mixing.
If the doors are closed, they're closed. They're open, they're open. If the doors are closed, it's okay. So this is the tshuva that Rabbi Feinstein wrote to someone who criticized him. Thought he's too megil. To make
it. Didn't you say though you could sit together at weddings based on the carbon paste?
Well, what's that? Oh, okay. We'll get into that. That's the response. Here we go. Now, the carbon paste of Shiva, which is a very important writer that Moshe has, Rabosai, to be lenient when it comes to Korban Pesach. Let's take a look. Here's Korban Pesach comes in. They send a man to do shechita. First, I want to look at something earlier than that. I'm getting the impression that the Korban Pesach is discussed in an earlier chum. Otherwise, it just comes up out of nowhere. Maybe it's the sin of men. No. I don't remember. Was in Lama Test, did he talk about Korban Pesach? I don't remember. Let's check it out. Okay, I'm scanning it quickly. You tell me if there's anything about Korban Pesach in here. Look carefully. It's all about sukkah, it's not about Pesach. It's a little more than sukkah. Let's see. So I guess if he gets to Mem Aleph, he's just assuming that we know about Korban Pesach as if the devil pushed it. The reference is made to it. Watch. Start again. The other rabbi said, Noshim Rabosa, how come Korban Pesach? There's a chiyuv, another chabur to be in the Azara. He said, it's not true. Again, we'll have to come back to this later. Uvamachum kibbutz, the divrei harishus, biyaf chasimus. Your question. Mesupkani, im yesh yisr zeh, ba'ovat shalekha chashash yichud, v'yosir nota shalekha yisr zeh. Here's the right, here it comes. To ashkem achilas ha-pesach, Okay. Even etc. Dafki by Noshim, Chazina, the Irish. Yeah, Rashoy lechol bechabur achas shul below mechitza. Period. I kalo fechas poneo. Rashi explains that she's bo shalecha with any hanoshim, because they look at her. Okay. Mefurish lo haya mechitza b'nei. But in the shul, she has tefillah, he's a barab in the raisa. Good tetzvah. So he's noted to be made by chasinus. What's the difference? What's the difference? He calls it mokom kibbutz advar rishus. What does that mean? It's a rishus to get married. I guess so. You can get married with a minion. You can get married with 10 family members. You're not required to bring anybody else in. That's a rishus. It's a rishus. You don't have to invite the whole world. Not only that, but the way I understood Rav Moshe, although I don't know if it's explicit in his shuvas, it's by invitation only. That's the key word. A wedding by invitation. You can't just crash a wedding. It's by invitation only. So it's by invitation only. It's a private zach, like carbon paste. It doesn't have to be in a nechalel of New York. So by invitation only, it's mutter. As opposed to base of mikdash, where everyone can walk in, or the hespedas love, where everyone can walk in. That's the difference. I'm not sure if that.
Maybe he's talking about the hall itself, the fact that the hall is not a shul. That it's not a makam Torah or makam tefillah.
That's not what Rav Moshe says. But Rav Moshe seems to be saying, that's what we saw from Chasam Sofi yesterday. Rav Moshe seems to be saying the prohibition exists all the time, any get together, except Korban Pesach and other Dvar Rishus, like a Chasana. So what's Korban Pesach? It's not a Rishus at all. You have to be Korban Pesach. I guess the Rishus is to get together. It's possible to do it in a more private fashion. Again, I threw in the idea of who's invited and not invited in Koresh. I'm exactly sure Rosh doesn't say that explicitly. In any event, this is Rav Moshe's Chiddush. Now, so what do Rav Moshe do? Halacha l'maaseh? Halacha l'maaseh. This is the end of the Shuvah. We have the Sefer. That's Tznuim Chochma. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says, Rav Osai. Watch this. Let's see what he says. You'll want to look up later. I need your page numbers. Tov, Kuf, Yud, Ches. Shittus Igris Moshe. And then he says, the next page, you test. Rav Reuben Feinstein. Explain what his father said. Something is written somewhere. It's Hatzofeh. Tov Shin Samach. Over 14 and a half years ago. Watch this. When my father had a choice to sit separate or mixed, he sat separate. He wrote this way in the tshuva. It's like this. Okay? Eino min adin v'lo mesaros Yisrael. That's what somebody said. Lo nirin zemi tshuva also. Tshuva davar v'le mechitza. V'od, says Rav Reuven, shebechas neshali yoshu v'furadim. Reuben says that at his wedding it was separate seating. Kind of like that. Hey, this doesn't sound so. I went through my tent, look. Hey, so tell me, it's your wedding separate or mixed seating. I mean, the world changed between my tent's wedding, which was maybe, who knows, 10 years or more before Reuben was the youngest. And it could have been 10 years between them. The world changed, let's say from the early 50s to, let's say, Reuben trying to get married. Well into the 60s, I'm guessing. That's maybe 15 year difference between the two weddings. The whole world turned upside down. So to say that Rav Moshe was also is impossible. Rav Moshe did it himself for his own daughter's wedding. Again, you can don't check the records, get the pictures. And therefore, in my opinion, a mixed seating wedding is fine, based on Rav Moshe. What about my wedding was mixed seating? What about my children's weddings? Depends what the other side wanted. That's all. That's the proper, no fights. Other side wanted mixed, it's mixed. They wanted separate, it was separate. Whatever they wanted. That's what was Yaakov Kamenetsky's shock. He said, they wondered, Rabbi Yaakov, how come at some weddings, they asked him, we saw you marched out with the chosen or the kala, you and your wife together. And the other weddings, we saw the two men and two women. Well, you changed your mind? No. So what's your meaning? The meaning is whatever the other side wants. So we were zayecha to march all of our children down, my wife and myself, believe everything on her. No one ever insisted otherwise. But I guess if they would have, I would have voted to give in. I don't know if my wife would have. It's the theoretical. So they're married, Baruch Hashem. So this is the din. This is Adkan, Rabbi Osai, what it says over here. Now we come to something amazing about sitting separately and mixed. It comes from the same Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim is an interesting Sefer. I assume it's on the Sefer Halacha Minhag. I'm assuming it's there. Fascinating. Sefer, the Sefer Chassidim. A lot of things I know. Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim has many things. Sefer Chassidim. And we'll see. The different tshuvas, which I'll discuss here from the Sefer Chassidim. And again, I'm reading from, again from this Sefer, only because it's easier to look it up later on. Okay? He says, Sefer Chassidim says it twice, he says. First in Shin Sadi Gimel. I'm now on page Tov Kuf Chav Dalet in the Sefer. Let's start over here. Shin Sadi Gimel. See what it says? Kol ha-mavarach sha-simcha b'mono. Tzorach lachkor ha-mkimu v'gilu b'roda. Avon lokech ha-demisha she'en ha-guna. Etc. Oh! Noshim yoshvos bein ha-noshim. Who wants to translate that phrase? Please give me an English translation of these four words. That's what I think. Women sitting between the men. It's mixed sitting, no? The kids are. Shehurim sham, lo yitochen levarav shasimcha b'mon. Can't do it. Can't do it. Simcha ma'al osa, mitzvah b'avera. Better not do the mitzvah at all. Whoa. If you know that there's no other way to do it, or you can't have do it out here, or you can't stop, don't go. Don't go. It's possible. Don't go to a mixed seating affair. So
he
said, yes.
What?
What?
It's either obvious or it's not. It's like an extra qualifier.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. As a matter of fact, we'll see this. There is a qualifier, a major qualifier. But there's another similar. And you have a question? Yeah, what's your question?
I was going to say, what exactly is the provocation? What's provoking the person to hear hurim that would come of mixed seating?
Apparently, the time of the Yudah Chassid. That was the way it was.
Of course, some sort of era that would be.
I don't know, I'm not sure. Of course, Simon tough shin chaf. Now, what is tough shin? It's 1100, right? Well, we have it. Let's see if the elephs here. Let's see if it's the right one. With the numbering system. Yeah! Hamavarach shasimcha b'mono. So, lach and kima v'gilu b'roda. Same thing. Oh, Noshim again, Yoshua's Bein HaNoshim, Shehurim Shom, Le'itach and Le'varach Shasim Chavamon. Finished. Adkan, in two places. Not one, but two. Now let's see, we're not done yet. You know, we mentioned before that the Halig of Be'er Sheva, who's the Gedolei Hador, was a Talmud of the Levush, who what I was going to say. I told Levush is going to turn the Talmud of the Ramah, we're talking about great people. But now let's see if we can find the Levushim. Levush should probably be on the Shulchan Aruch, I'm guessing, because Levush, you'll follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Shulchan Aruch, I'm guessing if we can find it. Let's see. Let's try to drive Shalom Shulchan Aruch. Levush! Orachai. Minhagim. Watch this. It's the last sif, the very, very last thing in Levush Aruch Chaim. The last one. Look what he says. Sefer Chassidim. Ein nizharen achshav bezeh. Levush was not in some kind of a 21st century maker. Levush, the holy Levush, Shemot Chayav. Why? The Evshim Ishum, the Achshav Murgolos Hanoshim, Harbe Beno Hanoshim, V'yein Kan Eruri Avera Kolkach. That's somebody who's very much used to it already. The damian alon kekaki chivra, like white ducks. What's going on? White ducks. It's an expression that comes from the Gemara. White ducks. Okay. We talk rov ergenam enenu. The kevan shadashu dashu. Used to it. That's all. So the Levush is saying that the chumra of Sefer Hasidim, which applied in his day, no longer applies in his the Levush's day. That's what he writes. That's what he writes. Now, the question, of course, when is that true? When is that true? So he has a few things here in this sefer which I don't agree with. Number one, Nitan Litcho, he himself admits it's a dochak, so why say it was a dochak? Ulshona shol Sefer Hasidim aloma. I asked you to translate it first. This is impossible. Can't say it. Impossible. How can you say this for anything? Oh. Now, there had to be at least 10 people there, because the Shem brothers. In the tenth end is no problem of mixing. That's what the Levush says. Black on white. Black on white. However, he quotes the Bach, who says, "Tishesu the zoo." Katana. Let's see inside. Why should we? Why, don't look. Let's look on the. Let's go back to the top. First, you have tour. Give a look in the Bach. Talk about this issue. This is the whole sin of the Bach Shever Bros. You hope you can find it here. I'm going quickly. You hope you can find it. Raka, no, I give him Shabbosuda, second night. They don't say Simcha B'mono. Why not? Suda zos Kitanahi, Umoshimin Ha'anoshim V'anoshim Yachad B'cheder Echad. Ooh, that's why Chashashiru Aveiro. That's what he suggested. He says it's only it's the same together, Mamish, with a Suda Kitana. He said the only problem is. So, what's the case? What's the case? We don't understand exactly what the story is over here. Sometimes they sat separate, sometimes they sat together. Not clear in the Bach what exactly the custom was. Not completely clear. Seems to me that it's mutter, and once again, what Rav Moshe called the Sudas Rishus. And I throw in an extra consideration, which I don't know if Rav Moshe really helped from, that the Rishus is that not everyone's invited. I guess the pshat is if it's a chiyuv, you can't keep people out. It's a chiyuv kibbutz. I want to join the chiyuv. It's a great goes halba atalia. It's a Rishus means it's only you, who you invite. You don't invite. You don't invite the whole world to a wedding. Oh, so that yes.
I don't understand why the Rishus aspect has.
Rav Moshe was stuck with a kasha. It was a shayla of a daraisa. He said that he considered to be b'chol makom kibbutz. They didn't have to. He could have gone the other way. So he told him a davar shel kedusha, which that's what Chassam Sofer said. But no, he went the other way. But he had a problem called pesach. So we're sure. Now everyone has to get together for the korban pesach. It has to be. And I'm adding to my invitation. I those words are not in Rav Moshe's shuv. I don't want to say them, which is not true. But I think that's what he's sort of driving at. You may recall that the Mordechai said that the mechitza at a drasha is what's called the tznius b'alma. Okay, so I thought that It all depends. I'm a big Chasam Sofer fan, as you already heard me say it more than once. If it's a Davish of a Kedusha, where you're supposed to have tremendous Kavana, just in Shul, and even in a Hesped, as I told you, the Gemara says, V'chai yiten alibo, Christian do tshuva by Hesped, women are distracting. From Machshavas of Kedusha and tshuva, women are distracting, that's a fact. Why is Madison there, if you're a woman? I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I'm sure every ad has had a woman in it. Whatever state she was in, but zicha, because they know that for the man to want to buy something, then if you put a woman there, she's gonna catch his eye. They're not stupid, Madison area. So they know it's distracting. They know exactly what's going on. You want to call it distracting, you want to call it attracting, whatever you want to call it. But it's not thinking about Torah, Tefillah, Kedusha, things of this nature. That's why it's a serious problem.
Why focus on this particular problem? Ashrapar is okay.
Because of the Sefer Chassidim. That's the Sefer Chassidim said. Okay? That's what I think.
Maybe it's the Lashon itself, Simcha?
Maybe. Seems to me it should not be a problem. Now, here's a quotation over here from in this beautiful Sefer here, the Esnum Chacha, which is such a nice Sefer. He quotes a tshuva of the Ksav Sofer. Now, we already had Chasam Sofer, we had Chasan Sofer. Family's making it big this week. Let's see if we can find a Ksav Sofer, if he has. Yes. See what it says. There we go. Is there? Okay? So Shachal brought a photo, Yachad Kvod Hashem, Ligmo Chesed, etc. I Kvod Hashem, and welcome to Kvod Hashem. Tov and Shul, only the Shavina should come in. Alright? One second. There, they're eating and drinking in this Gibor Yetzer. That's not Mishas Chup. Because Simcha B'mono. Simcha B'mono. V'lo Shalom. Rak Shalom. Hashem Simcha. That's only what you should not say, Bracha, in this bar. Where's Simcha? Simcha the Tuga. Ava Birchel Shahakal. You ask a question, Mamish. Bora. Koyal Tchila Sabriya. Bora Lechvodo. In Otomarishin. Le'ovdo. V'lo Shvosa. V'ligmo Chesed. Alright, better they shouldn't come be Rebuvia, but you shouldn't make a fight about it. Adkan Safso. Then so they understand you by a chuppah they're staying a little together, it's not so bad. Okay?
In my mind,
on our weddings, the separate seating by the chuppah and mixing by the meal. That's the way it is.
Even three ICs by Arsina. When Yeshua gives one report, Moshe's is not so fast.
Alright, okay. Then he quotes here from Rav Kook. Rav Kook is a very, very important person, as we all know. And Rav Kook says that if something holy is going on, we should make sure to have separation between the man and the woman. Because you're trying to reach a higher level of Kedusha. Having women there, by definition, is going to take it, it's very, very bad. Very bad is Rav Kook. It says as follows. Sheisrael miskatzim shal lematorah shal Kedusha, Tov Kuf Chaf Aleph, shekol davar she'osem mishum srach yetzara, במקום אחר נאסי ישראל יוסף חלו ויוסף מאסק במקום קדושה ופה גם על ידי זה אז כל מעל זה קדושה של קודוש Which means, if you're on a high madrig of davening, women are going to take it away. That's why I'm very, very upset that there's so many shuls in America today that have seating where the men can see the women. I'm sorry, don't take this the wrong way. Please don't. But I'm afraid that maybe there's an expression known as kalkolosum takonosum, which means, Rav Kook is talking a high world. It's kavana, Roman Musa Nefesh, Kedusha, Tfila, Avoda, Tahora. What else is going on? If the women there, it's going to harm it. Maybe, unfortunately, some of these places, people are coming to Davin. There's not so much Avoda Tahora in the first place. Not so much Roman Musa Nefesh in the first place. Not so much Kedusha Tfila in the first place. No, so if the women there, doesn't shter. That's a very backhanded compliment, Rebbe says, to say the least. I take the pain. But sometimes it's true. People come to shul, they talk, and it is, it's a social event, and what's this one doing now? Never. Because they don't reach the proper madrega, to the fact that they're women in their line of sight, no. But I want to set the bar high. I want, we should go to shul where we have this, all Rav Kook is saying. We should have kavana, Rav Musa Nefesh, Kushna Tfila, Avodah Tahora. If you want to do that, can't have women in the line of sight. Can't. It's just not going to work. It's not going to work. If a place which is not a shul, then it's a problem of Hiru Yaveira. So then, the Levush is correct. What I'm saying is as follows. The Levush is correct. As far as what's concerned, Rabbi Osain, Hiru Yaveira, they're used to it. Mixed seating is not a commonplace. But as far as focusing on your tefillah, tahora, with all those words of Rav Kook, avodah tahora, ramos and nefesh, there the Levush never said anything. That could be distracting to this very day. To this very day. Oh. Even he, this snur chav was machmer, like on everything, is mekel, whenever there's no need, with no connection between the different people there. Because they're going to show the examples. Catch this now. The marketplace, a restaurant, a bus, it's before the whole fight about the fixed buses, the whole thing, Hadarat Hashim, these are the buses, okay, and an airplane, and a bank, there's no Kalas Rosh. Now people now, the buses, they're trying to have, separate buses, and there's a funny thing happened to me just now, coming back from Eretz Yisrael, last week, right, came back. So I'm sitting in my seat, there's a tumult, I'm like, what's this guy? What's the guy wants? I see the guy wants, not happy, they're sitting next to a woman. He wants me to sit next to me, but if he sits next to me, it's another woman. He says, here a woman, there a woman, everywhere a woman, woman. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But that's old McDonald. He gave up. Maybe we'll try to find, see this. It was not a very crowded flight. That was a New York storm. People were, whatever. There were a few empty seats. Luckily, I had an empty seat next to me. Yes, next to that, it was a woman. Oy. So there was a sister of a Talmud of mine from Wagon, her father was next to her, but that was an empty seat, but very frum. But but those who insisted sitting next to they're trying to change around. I've never seen it. One time I was going with my wife and son and the daughter to Eretz Yisrael. So we're sitting four across in the middle of the four. And the guy starts staring at me, he wants to change with me. And what's this, men and women? So I argue with them and so on, all the stuff. Kids said, you want to sit? I'm not a Kodesh Yomala, I'm not going to, but don't make a tumult about it. If you want to do it quietly, I'm not against the Chas V'Shalom. But the bus, can I say, don't make a fight about it. The whole tumult with the bus is, whatever. I don't want to get involved in politics. Rabbi Osai, he doesn't like the Levush. I love the Levush. He doesn't like the Levush. Why? Listen to what he says. It's fascinating. I'm reading his Hebrew, because it's fascinating. It's a beautiful Hebrew. Maybe. You can make a picture of this? Why not let the guys have a picture? One page. Also fast. Tav Kuf Chav Tes. Photograph this page. It's a new style. So you don't have to listen. Trust me, you can see it yourself. This page. Past the rule of the past. Got it?
Yeah.
Good. Put it up. So we're going to see that the Levush said what he said What do we say to Lavush? Lavush lived more than 400 years ago. And he said that what the Sefer Chassidus lived 400 years before that. And he said that there's going to be Yeruim Roim when you sit mixed. But Lavush is already in his day, people are used to it, and it's not going to cause any Yeruim Roim, so therefore we sit mixed, we say Shesimcha B'mono, and there's no problem. What happens 400 years after that? We're talking about 400 year gaps. I'm proud. When did Sefer Chassidim, when did he live exactly? 1200, I think, you know? Approximately, I don't know when he lived, 1200. So 400 years from him to the Lavush, and 400 years from Lavush to now. So how things get better or worse in 400 years? Let's take a look and see what it says. I'd like you to show exactly what it says. You shouldn't trust what I'm. It's always good to see it print by yourself. So yeah, I see it. Yeah. Oh, there you go. It's a little bit crooked, but it's okay. Whoa. Yeshna, he writes modern Hebrew. Yeshna netiyab tzibur shalanu. And says he's a Rosh Yeshiva, has the yeshiva. That's by the quote unquote Haredi world. I view this rabbi as what we call today Chardal. You know what Chardal means? Haredi leumi. Like the American school. They're nationalistic and you know they believe in the Medina Israel, what's up? When it comes to other things, they're more Haredi than many other people who are addressing differently, whatever. Lomar, ki bedoreinu hamatzav shoneh, anu chayim ba'olam shebo memeil hamusak shel kvagura v'smachbnim nifrat. As I told you before, what's preaches? You go through the fence. The fence has been gone through a long time ago. Ben anoshim skuras bevateim, as the Rambam famously said, once or twice a month. Gvarim v'nashim nifkashim betidirut. Like white ducks. Osam giruyim. Who wants to try the word giruyim? Maybe arousals. Shoyim v'zman chazal. Huk hu. Hake yashino. Became weakened. Me'etzel ha-regilus shalom mifkashim bein aminim. Between the genders. The misgarot hashonot. In the office, in the shul, in the party, whatever. L'chein odif. L'chokil ha-mahalach ha-chayim ha-shotef. V'lo l'orem ha-shotef. Mechadash chumris, quote, v'tchum ragish zeh, shlo, quote, nogu mkomosein. This is what the people are saying in his camp in Kanei Shomron. Li nire shahepechu anochem. The opposite. Hayein tzera lo nechlash lo hitragel. Uke kocho us, ken kocho ato. Ve'ein apetropos larayis. It's a salash to the chazah. Hadover shishtanehu fakert. She'ivutim musariyim. That wants to translate this one. Moral failures, asher b'tkufot kodmot nechshavu k'chamurim biyoter, was considered to be very, very serious ethical and moral perversions and failures, hafchu lenormativim b'chavra modernit. They became normative. U'mashe nechshav iser poshet k'beresu b'kutcha. That's the Gemara's expression. It was obvious. What was considered to be also now it's Bedoras Avru, Hafach Lias Makuba Varagil. He gives one example, which you're not going to say too loud, but I'm going to quote it from him. Atkadekach. Now, who wants to give a film the real translation of this? Shem Mitzad. What's a Mitzad? What's a Mitzad? Parade. Sotim. I'll finish the phrase, you'll tell me what it means. Berchavot Yerushalayim, Mikabel Ligedemitzia. She'll call out the whole talk, quote, Na'orim Bamedina. What are you talking about? No one knows what you're talking about. Huh?
You thought Sotim is like Sotos?
Yeah, but what does he mean? What parade? It's not a parade. The gay parade.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't even call Sotos. I can't even use that word. You put it into. Yeah. I already got enough trouble with this once before, so we'll just leave it at this. Okay, fine. So, this is what he says. Not the pshat that the Aetor got weaker. No, it's just taking over the world. Not that you were rugged not to have bad thoughts. You're rugged to have bad thoughts.
Yeah, I don't
think
that
you're
Torah for that.
It's like less than... I'll not go into that. That's just an example. Just footnote 139. Then he quotes my Rebbe. Of all people to quote, he quotes my Rebbe. Rav Soloveitchik. Sicha l'parshas korach b'chaveres zeh sinai. Loa kahalacha salagama chazachas. I know what this is. I know what this is. I was at this shiur. This shiur is a famous shiur. This is the shiur which he spoke about against Rabbi Rachman. Rabbi Rachman said, we discussed it. The tavla meis of tandu no longer applies. We're going to come back to it again. We're going to come discuss that. Something that we discussed once before. This is back, not in this Maramakoma shiur which you have. Did you give me a copy of this one? I'll give you one. The next one after that. Number two that Dole gave out a few days ago, we'll start next week, Ritz Hashem. But this is going to be number three, okay? We'll get to it a little later. So Rabbi Rachman suggested that today, where women are financially independent, so the whole Tavla Mesa of Tavla Mesa does not apply. And Rav said it's going to be true. Kimea Shamayim Al Arts. Famous phrase. Gama Chazoka Shechazahim Higu Ladun Al Piyam Bedini Atorah Lo Nitnos Iru Al Tish Tzuchuyan Lo Rav Ba'alochas Al Gama Chazokas. Spoke in English, it's a translation, of course. Hitna good psychologit cholfot that can change generation. Mishtano could change. No. Elalikornot ontologiim, for those who know a little bit of philosophical terms, kuim, mushrashim be'etzem ma'amakea ishiyut, ha'noshit ha'metaphysit, she'na nitenet lishtanot k'shamaya me'al. That's the phrase. Kimea shamaya molotz. אם תתחילו לשנות או להעריך מחדש חזקות של חות רבות מתבססות עליהם, תחריבו את היהדות. He gives it a footnote. Tav Lemesav, here it is. Lemesav Armelo. איש המעדיף הולך יוס בשניים אשר לבן, אין כל קשר עם הסטטוס החברתי הפוליטי, או פננסי עולד, של האישה בזמן העתיק, the ancient times. אין החזקה בנויה על גורמים סוציולוגיים. זה פסוק בברשיס. So we call a metaphysic mutevet. What's mutevet? Maybe mutvat. Who knows Hebrew well? Maybe it's mutvat. Is an eye missing? I don't know what mutevet means. B'shoresh ha'ishyut ha'nashit, female personality. Ha'isha kibud bodda sovelet l'lo ashvayotem yoish. Men also don't have to be alone, but women worse. הבדידות של האיש אינה עברו חוויה כל כך מחרידה כמו הבדידות לאישה. זה לא ישתנה על הארץ. Here it is. כימי השמיים על הארץ. That's not a trick. The Torah said those four words. Everything is supposed to be in English. Those four words are said in Hebrew. אין זו עובדה פסיכולוגית אלא עובדה existentialית. This is the Torah's, you know, words, existential. אין זו תוצאה של סטטוס נחות של אישה, אלא זה מחייב ההבחנה היסודית, בין אישיות האישה, בין אישיות האישה, end quote. I'd like you to find me something, but I don't know where it is. They say from the Vilna Gaon somewhere, I don't know where to look for it, that the klolos, the 10 klolos that Chava Imenu had, are going to gradually be lifted, come close to the end of days. The Rav is saying it's a klolo, but, and the Rav said they can't change the Meshama Lawrence. There's such a say, quote from the Gra, I have no idea even where to find it, something along those lines. The clothes are on Erevin, the end of the Sefta, and they say the Gra said that some of the clothes will be lifted to get closer to the Mashiach. That'll be interesting for me to find out where that is and the impact of what my Rebbe said. Okay, he's calling my Rebbe to be against Nick C? Yeah. I mean, is that what he's saying? That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. I mean, that's what it sounds like. That'll be quite a chiddush to me. And then he says as follows, this is the language that Bimkol mit palseif ulai pashut nikach gafrur, we'll take a match, v'nisrof es beis yisroel chalila azlo yubayot. The Rav was very strong. The Rav said at that time, you save me a job. I don't want to have to learn to teach Gittin anymore, Yavamis, because all the chazakas don't apply, you're throwing ksubas here. So therefore he's quoting my Rebbe to say you can't sit next because the Yetzer Hara won't change Kimei Shemayim Alaretz. I find this hard to believe. Now it's true. The second part he says that the tzias has gone down, based on the Western quote-unquote culture. We should start go the other way. We should go the other way. That's all. Finished. Now there's been tremendous progress in the schools. Now we have separate schools for boys and girls. at least separate classes, which wasn't true two generations ago. What's going to be when he grows up? The parents are together with each other. He is a Haredi mamish in datilu mi clothing. This Rabbi Haber, I never met him. I love his throne tremendously because he's willing to look at the truth of the not like the B'nai Brak throne. They just usser. He's mad at certain things and he looks at everything with a nice. I like him. Here I don't agree with him. My Rebbe certainly wouldn't agree with him on this. He called my Rebbe to be asked to mix seating. My Rebbe went to mix seating weddings all the time. I'm sure his kids' children's weddings were mixed. He could ask his daughters. I wasn't there, but it seems to be pushed that they were mixed seating weddings. Maybe I'll try to find out from Rabbi Tversky Shalita. We can ask him. He probably saw the album. Yes?
You were mentioning events from the past, like even from the Rav's time. But yeah. I just feel like nowadays, especially within the modern Orthodox community, it's very different because...
It's got better. We should be more machim, be more makim.
Either way, I don't know. It's a fact that even nice, from stern girls, when they go to weddings, tend to dress even less niously than normally dress.
That's a terrible thing. I'm discussing, when I say it's mutter to be a mixed seating wedding, I mean only on the insistence that the women dress properly. Chas v'shalom, always misinterpreted. If the women don't dress properly, chas v'shalom to have separate seating. To have mixed seating.
How's that something you're supposed to prevent?
If you don't know how they're going to dress until you get there, and then you get there and turns out...
Baruch Hashem, I made weddings. I got mixed seating. I don't think anybody dressed in a way which is so bad that I had charata that they... I don't think, yeah. And I invited the whole shul, and the whole shul understood. And most of them dress nicely all the time, even though they may have had other things in their wardrobe. Rob makes the chasna, you don't put that on. They understood. Yeah, what?
And his sefer Kol HaTorah, they
don't know. Oh, you guys about that?
Yeah.
You show, don't show me now. You're showing. I want to see. You'll print it out for me. I'll show it to each one of them. Well, you have to shoot. I don't want to take time out now.
Should there be like?
That's what I put on the screen. I mean.
It's
for tomorrow. Yeah.
And just like in a lot of shuls, they have the little doilies wherever. Should there be like...
The doilies, because the women had a custom, they wouldn't cover their hair in the street, and they went to shul, and they put on a doily.
But like, should we now like make a custom for like... Shawls?
Doilies?
No, shawls.
What's shawls?
Something...
To cover their head?
No, to the cover their...
Oh, cover their bodies?
Yeah.
What I do is you should put doilies, like the doilies on one side, and shawls on the other side, and they walk into the shul. You know... What can I tell you? Women should know better, don't dress properly. I'll tell you a ma'aseh shoya. It's a ma'aseh shoya mamish. I'm not for the big machmir. I already told you I'm not for the big machmir. I'm very make on certain things. I told you I hold the chamudas. When it comes to the body itself, I told you the goofy isha, cold isha, Arab, that's why sheep, they can't be impossible. And once, two people came to speak to me, but in a guna case, tell you the story? In a guna case. And the woman is an unmarried woman, and she's mamish like this. Right in front of me. So I wouldn't look at her. All kinds of, I'm not this. Big tzaddikim never look at women. I'm not for the big tzaddikim. I'm happy to look at her right in the face, but not really look at her exposed body. I was looking down to the side, the him. Middle of summer calls me out. I come back to the meeting. She's put on a sweater and she's bugged up to here. She understood that it was inappropriate.
I never ever told her.
Okay, I'll tell you a few times. It's nothing worth repeating it. People don't, this is terrible. I want to talk about this if they dress properly.
How do you like gauge that? Because it seems like this is so like tabloid on whether or not you have a mixed event, whether it's a simpler.
Again, I what I'm saying is limited to cases in which Rabosai people are dressed properly. And if you can't, you know, it'd be an irony in a frum wedding where they dress properly, you got a mixing. And then not from when they dress in, probably have to have a separate seat. I never heard that being true in real life. It's just a theory.
They used to have the text, the invitations.
Yeah, dressed modestly.
Yeah.
Women dressed according to
the modest Jewish tradition. Yeah, all
it doesn't literally,
they dressed less.
I'm not here to discuss that. You don't see as much now as you used to.
They had them like
and if so, the people in Mamish not from, that's a different story. They're not from, they don't know what it means. Then that's what's inappropriate. But they were all Orthodox people who come to the wedding. And they still don't dress properly. They think this is Orthodox tradition.
The
unfortunately.
Non-Jews dress more skin.
That's right. Unfortunately, it's not a Kiddush Hashem. I mean, when you saw Berfos here, Simon Chav Aleph Sif Aleph, let's take a look at what it says. Watch this. Toga isha b'shuk, osu lahalach achareo, alirotsu l'sak alitzadim oliachareo. Right? This we spotted thinking about this yesterday. We thought it's only within 4 amas, because the next it says, Pesach Zona, even though the amas here doesn't say more than the amas, as we spoke about yesterday. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about this too. I just wanted to show it to you, we'll come back, but I want you to Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva. This is in Chelik Aleph, so I can get it. I already told you the Chelik Beis and Gimel, I can't even figure out the different Maduras. Watch this. The last siman is like a collection, so short things. Siman Tzadiyah. The last siman in Rav Shlomo Zalman's first volume. Shuvah LaGorn of Lezer Yilde Waldenberg Shlita, which is printed in his sefer as well. Hashela, Eish Eschover, Imuto Lechabdo Lalos Kodem LaOtobus. Halichavit, you're the Gorn of Boston. There's the Rosh Hashiva's wife. It's right in front of you. What does Shuvah and Kovit require? You should go on the bus first. Oh, you're behind the woman. Rebbeinu Shalala. Or, guys on a date. He wants to be chivalrous, open the door for the girl first. He went, behind the woman. Okay. Watch this. From the Lechet Yosher. Mutu lelech achar eish eschover. Or achar imo. Shidu bizman hazeh einonu mizhorim kol kach milelech achar isha. End quote. How can it be? In the Nupsha. Mitzad ha-svara. What is Shabbanai? Poga isha mishuk. Mashma, ein darkon shel noshim lios bishvokim. Racha derech mikra poga. Uchi yadua to lefanim, the old days. Her darkon shel noshim tznuos lios bebayis. Kol kudas mech panima. Achasam sulfur. Women didn't light their Hanukkah. We should have to go out in the street. Lachen sheholech keneged isha. Ein achashash godol. You're walking opposite a woman. Not so big shash. Why? Look at this now. Ki is bayesh listak el bo. Shrei tagesh bekach. You would look at a woman straight in the face. You revert your glance. Mashenke lachareo. Shu roa ve'eno nira. Expression about a Kodesh Baruch, right? A roa ve'eno nira. You see her from the back. She doesn't see you. Chayshin and Tfeta. He's going to look at her body. The nose of a zeh. Kam nira she bismano. Hoya ev shol nizor melech azacharisha. Mashenke bismaneinu. Hari after you brach mechori isha, yim tzatechem as atzma chori isha cheres. I thought you hear a woman, there woman. Uchadimali, shenoshim etzuyas berchov yosem e'anoshim. It's true. Used to be, I saw pictures in one of the museums of the Times Square, Herald Square, what else, big Madison Square, in 100 years ago. Almost everybody in the picture were men. There were some women, but it was one of the Jewish museum, I forgot it, just showed this. Why you museum? I went there for something about the Sephora, I forgot what it was. I showed a picture of 100 years ago. There were some women, but I would say it was, when I saw it, I thought it was maybe 80% men. Today, more women than men. Bagam is manenu. Shapritus mitsuya harbe, le sareno aporets ruba laome. Whoa, that's an expression from Arabic. Famous baishin is taka b'isha kamefonea. Mitzvah his wife. Or Nimus to be polite. Ain't time the hakim of his manenu. No, you can let the date go through the door first. Nimus. Ashab is man at Chumas Adesh and Amatav Yahabi Yos to top of his manenu. And Mikom, what are you talking? She got Mosio for Noshim Mitsuyas Bishvoki, Burichovo. So the whole Mokom Shaholech and Nimsa Tamar Achorisha. They cause a lovel. Came the Balavochi Rago Beituva. Shapir Mistaber Lahokel Bemokom Mitzvah. Ad Khan, Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he gave a whole bunch of series of reasons to be Mekel. Chumas Adeshin said, even in his day, because it was women in the Shukah, as opposed to the Gemara's time. That's number one. Today there are more women than men. and Rogla Beituva, and Ziyav Shali Zoyer, and it's worth to go in front of him and behind him. All these reasons he is, in fact, Mekil. Then he says, but the Radvaz talks about it. In Chelik Beis, Simetov Shun Ayin, it asks in all situations. That is true. Let's take a look, if we can. Radvaz, go to Shutei Radvaz. Where are we going to find Shutei Radvaz, Rav Osai? Radvaz. There we go. Chelik Beis. What is it? Tov Shin Ayin. Tov Shin Ayin. What does it say there? Watch. Lo nitnu as nasnu as adrian l'shirim elokol anashim shavos v'chol amakom al shavim. He wanted to know that his place nashim holos mechusos mikaf regal ad rosh. That was maybe the only reason he couldn't go by the woman, she was exposed. Today in his place, bakert, they come from top to bottom. Nope. And time Hashem is stuck on the book on Megula b'meta. The book on Achim on stuck on Beikma Shalisha kill the stuck on the book of Turfa. Elo ikar hatamu to a walking and a movement. But Noach was called an Amoritz, right? He went down after Ishto. So what do you do? Against what we said before. We said Dalai Lama is only by the Zona, not by this, the Radvaz's Machta. Aye. It says over there, Zona, Dalai Lama. Zona, we have all four sides Dalai Lama. Isha Cheres, only behind her. And Zona is even, whatever. Can't go behind her at all. Bar of the hero. Kol shuma ruchak mimena. Sheno makir umapkin bi hilucho. Tnu ose ha. Butter. You can't see. Ava kol shuma mapkin viroi hilucho. Tnu ose vareha. Osu. Yemar labo lefonea. Afilu rishiyahu dal ta'am ose ha. Stat at stonin. Liyot tnu ose ha. Im lav. You can't do it. Yenos atzmo vi yisakev achetelech melefon. Just stand still till she leaves. Yika dach achwiti. It's a different way to go. Yisamel le'adav. Go a different way. If you like a dark acuity, Yenos Atzmo Kidakasimno, Lolela Basut, get behind him. Vim Yashabacham Kolela, whom a mile of Bar Mitzvah, he can't just wait till it's finished. Look what he does. If you sack of Yahweh Mitzvah, Yitka Eina Vikarka, look down, Vielech, Vloyagbiyam in Akarka, look down. Look down, Rabbo saying, that's what he says. Can you imagine that? Look down. Truth is tell, Achori Yishai, we can be made like a Shabbos Alman. But the problem is, Lifnei Isha. She's telling you she's not waking anything. Then you have to look down. I'll accept the Radvaz in other cases. And all you know, Shaykh, a very serious problem. It's interesting, we saw before, it's Chazar again, we were in the Shulchan Aruch, here in Siman Chof Aleph. Let's refresh our memories a little bit. It says over here, Melech Acharei, Radvaz, Yimahir Lava, it tells you the whole story. Umashmin etakam tazul sheyitkei nebekarka lo mahani, eladakta b'mahir l'dvar mitzvah. Look at Gemara Baruchos Samach Aleph. Okay, you have to look at Baruchos Samach Aleph to see what this is all about. Of course, the question is, you look down, it's dangerous. It's not much dangerous. Who says it's dangerous? The Gemara says it's dangerous. Are you going to Gemara both sides? Gemara says it's dangerous. It could be dangerous to look down. What does Gemara say? What does Gemara say? Parash Kuzoi. What is Parush Kuzoi, Rabbosai? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Probably it means something. Rabosai, what does it mean? No? Zamakis dam l'ksolim. He looks down, he bangs into the wall till he actually bleeds, Rabosai. It's not safe to look down. How can they Radva say to look down? It's pushing not safe. So you stack up a notion. That's not, shouldn't be doing these things. So how can the Radva say you should look down? It's against the Mefurash Gemara, it's dangerous. No, it's a problem. Don't know. What about watching women dancing? I have a klal by weddings, Rabosai. If the woman wants to come in, the kala, if it keeps the meraktan, that's allowed. What's not allowed is what I see these days, the chosin goes into the kala side, and all the girls dance around them. I will not allow that. If I see that happening, you know, if I'm in charge, I'll pull the chosin out by the collar, not the kala, the collar. Pull him out. Doesn't belong there. Yeah. Therefore, he insists on a full mechitza at the wedding. I told you, this is charedi. Full mechitza. Now, the truth is, when I was getting married, no one didn't have mechitzas. That's not, you won't find mechitzas. You just won't find them. They dance separately, so there were no mechitzas. To my mind, most mechitzas don't work anyway. Because if you really want to, you'll always see that there's a man on the woman's side of the mechitza. Stop the music. Stop the music! A man walked in, stop the music! I never was such a thing. So, yeah, so one man, I mean, I'm not against mechitzas. My kids will have mechitzas. But he writes over here in the Sefer that if there's no mechitza, a woman is not allowed to dance. Why? Lifnei evil osita mitzvah. Have a big kasha. So she shouldn't be able to walk on the street either? Just said before, Achorisha, so she can't walk in the street either. In my opinion, there's no difnei either. No. If she has intention to make her steps look nice, she's trying to attract attention, that is a prohibition. Anyway, a woman tries to attract attention is not allowed. That's true, but what if she's not trying to attract attention? She's just trying to dance for the Chasam Kala. Not trying to attract any attention. Look at this Gemara. What's the more saying? Look. What does it say over here? Trying to find the right place. Watch this. Right now, I'm not fine. What talks about? Why am I finding it? It's supposed to be here. That the particular individual, it's quoted over here on this daf. Not finding it. That the daughter. Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, oh, it's quoted over here. Why did I find it? Avodah Zarah. Oh, I'm off by a daf. The one I can't find. I apologize for the delay. Yud Chesem Rav. I'm looking at Yud Zayin Rav. Watch this. Pamachas is a bit of malachas the gdoli romi. Amru, kama knows psiosea shariva zu. How pretty are the steps of this girl? Miyad diktika b'psiyoseo. Oh, she started making her steps look nice to attract attention. Oy vey. Male attention. Talking male attention. Is that an amazing story? Amazing story? So you have to understand. Very important. So therefore, you cannot try to attract attention. That's the Gemara. Okay? But that's very, very important to realize that. We should not be attempting to attract attention. And if she tries to, it's a problem. But she's not. She's just trying to dance for the challah. That's no problem. I don't have to worry about Difna either. We can't walk on the street either. Okay. Now, Bosai, you may remember that the Rambam had an important expression, which I want to focus on. What does it say? Now, it's interesting. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Cleaned up the Rambam a little bit. Didn't quote all the expressions of the Rambam. The Rambam said that there's an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? And the question becomes, what status does mixed dancing have? Whoa.
Can't be good,
right? So they, if you look, all the proclamations say that mixed dancing is an Issa D'Oraisa. Everyone says the same thing. These are the rest. Kolbo says something which is interesting. This is from Tom and Rishonim. Okay, this is a very important, because who wrote this actually? Rav Lezer Migamaija. What is Sefer HaKapora? So do Kapora for this Shubas HaMishkol, this Aver, this, and all kinds of different Averis that people are violating. And the question is, you know, where exactly is the limit? I will say, if you help me find this, by Rikudim. It's very hard for me to find this somewhere, and it's so much. I looked it up in my Kobo at home, it's there, but it's so hard for me to find. It's a long piece. Shumas HaMishkol. Should look at Mechol Noshin with Psulos. Fast 40 days. This is a Chassidi Ashkenaz. You know, Shumas HaMishkol. Chumas, it's a very active, it's tshuva. Somewhere in here. Close to the Maharam. I didn't see the Maharam over here. Unfortunately, I'm not able to find it in here because my. You probably passed it before. I'm not finding it. Okay, I missed it. The Maram is quoted, it sounds like he's saying that Rikudim is okay. I don't want to say anything. If you look up yourself in Kobo, Simon Samach, I'll bring it in tomorrow to Shir. We'll see if we can find it. And I know I found it already. Just like it's too late. I must have missed it on looking through a long citation. Joseph Omritz. Watch this. See if you got the right one this time. Tzorach Nisnacha Me'andoshim Me'od Me'od. Okay? Not Chassidus. Menadin. Hachashalah. Rabbi Yonason. Who's Rabbi Yonason? You know who Rabbi Yonason is? Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz. They engaged. Oh, it's terrible. The Be'er Halacha quotes it somewhere. You know, he quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos. I'll show it to you later on. V'da, the Mashhevi Meir Adach Meir Kolbo, Sov Simen Samach Vav. Now we should go back on, maybe we can find it at the end. Let's try one more time, I won't lose this, right? We'll take it from the end. Sov Simen Samach Vav. Go to the very end and go back up. This is the end. Where? It's still soft. This is here about women. There's something about women over here. Oh, Rabbi Wittenberg. Here we go. Oh, Rabbi Wittenberg. He's Samuel Cherim. So you are noshim and manoshim b'mocho. Is that what he says? Let's see what Yosef Elman says. That's what he says. Watch this. I lost the place. Rabbi Wittenberg, hold on. Cherim. Watch this.
He describes a different kind of
dialogue. Oh, wait. Watch this. What do you mean? Rami Wittenberg comma. Or Purish Mahita Lebonov. Imlita miyad liyad and shall say am nidos? You mean you can pass things when your wife's a nida? Baram atzam shiva kuf kuf simin kuf chavdalid. Also feel as rika. The notion of the alma. He's stuck. What did the Kobo really mean? So we'll have to get to this mitzvah. Not today. I don't think it's tomorrow. I don't think so. But let's get back to what we spoke about last time, which is the Ramban, Rabbi Osai. In the Sefer Mitzvahs. You may remember that the Rambam is the one who says Nisa Doraisa for what's called Derech Chibas Time of Nubia. That's all Nisa Doraisa. That's what the Rambam said. And the Ramban didn't like it. Ramban argued on the Rambam. So one of the things that he had, how do we get that Sefer Mitzvahs, right? Where's Sefer Mitzvahs? There's a separate category. Sefer Mitzvah for Shem. Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Rambam for Shem. Ramban. Where are we? Los Asays. Los Asays. Shin and Gimel. It's the last one that he has here. Everybody saw most of this yesterday. So he says, that's not true. This is why I tried to prove yesterday that the Ramban knows that Kolish is not a problem. Kolish don't need his mutter. That's a very important deal from the Ramban from here. But then he says as follows. It can't be the Raisa. We saw this yesterday. Oh, we're discussing a whole discussion here about what's mutter and what's aser. It's quite that certain people were mekel. Some of the Amoroyim were mekel over here. And the fact that Amoroyim were mekel indicates Ilu yakveru lav gomem ben ha-Torah luhutrich ha-chassidim l'chachomem osim ha-seyem l'shem shemayim. More kiddush pay alpha base, l'shem shemayim. You can't be mad that you said the rice l'shem shemayim. No such thing. Because it's a shared rabbonim, l'shem shemayim. So therefore they never made a gzera in that kind of a case. So at the Ramban, it's saying for mitzvahs, losa say, shin nun gimel. So it comes now the Megillas Esther, who was the famous defender of the Rambam, straight through. He says, no, Megillas Esther. Oh, no, the Rambam is right. He always defends the Rambam. That's a Nisar Doraisa. Oh. Hey, watch this. Look at this. Very important. What he means to Raya from also Chocha, Machabek, and all this stuff. Pito. Not a signal, he's a Heshish. Nearly. Shlohoya Yachol Ahachis Allah Bizeh Alav. Kizeh Alav Mashma Dafkin Shu Osa Chibuk Venishuk Derech Chibas Bia. For who, this Chacham, Loya Osa Kiyim Derech Avas Kurva. That's a Machshush Avzeh Osa Meshesish. Come on, my region, the Shmuel. No. Hakol Hashem Shemayim. That's what he's suggesting over here, Abosai. Only Chibas Bia is, in that kind of a way, is also Medaraisa. But this kind of a way is not also Midoraisa. This is what the Megillas Esther says to defend the Rambam. And what the truth is, Rabosai, if you look carefully in the Shach in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Yoridea. In two places about the Shach. The Shach is found, not in one place, but in two places. The first is in Hilchos Yehorog Val Yavor. Kuf Nun Zayin. The Shach writes like this. This is what we saw yesterday. Ma'aseh be'odamechav. Ain't a gila rice, mamish. Lo sikvu l'gala servo. Lam gila rice. So what's Duran? Rambam. And he quotes Rambam Shindun Gimel. Ramban says, no. Megillas Esther, he says, Arav Yilion, Megillas Esther. Rambam is right. Libotina. Rambam only said a wench. Oh, sa chibu b'nishu der chibas bia. That's what the Megillas Esther said beferish. The Rambam says so explicitly. Derech tava v'nerev kinebaser. Only then and only then. Ein alok elu b'derech tava v'chibas bia. Against the base Yosef who says in Kuf Tzadi Hei Yechaz Nida, if you feel your wife's pulse, you're horrible about Yavah. Let it die and you feel a pulse. Put it to base Yosef. He says the Beis Yosef is not correct. He says it here in Simit Kuf Nun Zayin. And he repeats it, Rabosai. He repeats it in Simit Kuf Tzani Hei. In Michus Nida. Said it again. Shouldn't think he only said it once. He said it a second time. Okay, Rabosai, the Shach in Simit Kuf Tzani Hei, Sivkot M'chof, said it a second time. Also the mashish, the bechaba pasens can't feel your wife's pulse. Via macholim mesukan, ain't shemrofim mashma ktsas v'divrei tshuvos ramban, the sharmim koch nefesh. He's the shitoso negias nida ain't el drabana. The rabba negias erev osim at Torah. Afal pish v'kuch nefesh, efsha di osim v'shem abizrai l'gili arayis, v'tzorachi and end quote of Beis Yosef. Do you believe it? Ain't nira, he says, the shach. The vay after Rambam lechi said the rice elish to osa came there of tavas v'chibas bia, as I already wrote in Kuf Nun Zayin. That's what the Ramah held. There, the Rambam. Here's my Mishnah Defek. No sakana. Let someone else to do it. Ad kan d'shah. As we pass in the halach. Against the Beis Yosef. That's upsak. Comes Rav Moshe in the foul and fasting shah. This is Chut Igris Moshe Rabbal Sai, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis. Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simi Yudal. Bidva Halicha Besubvei Ubebuses. This man Shaholchim, the Bnei Adam, Lavodosim, Shinitzorim, Shamanoshim, Menoshim, Tchufim Zebezeh. Shekosher milar minigia dechiv benoshim imutal lechas l'shals elu shav. You're in Russia on the summer. Goes back to 1960. We said a negia dechiv benoshim lechashim iser. Shem the ains a derech tava mechiba. Chol isim negia by rias who after Rami Shetov who jilav elu ptikavud with rias the doctor derech tava the mefurish bedvar. Below derech tava lecha afiyus of the rabbanan. How do you like that? Mutter. Aye, but it pulse only the Mekos Sakana. That's only the husband. The husband is a separate chumrah on him. Yes?
Oh my God, this, when you're, according to Beis Yosef, you're only allowed an afilah for pulse during Nida, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Now, going to a few other things. Watch this. He says, Buddha for a Jewish practice that care of a Goyish patient, says Beferish and Shulvan up in the Shach, for money! Well, these days it would be dangerous if you don't do it. You see, it's Mutter. Now it's not also the Raisa. It's Mutter. What he calls Negiah, we call it the Negiah Shalomba Derachiva Batava, is Mutter. So you go on the subway and you're pushed all the time, men into women and vice versa. Going back and forth. The Dina, Benosha Machet, and the Shetish Venidas Venachios, Leka Iser, Shaloba Derech Kaba, the Chuliam. Chuliam is maybe a little bit of an overstatement. What's it? Chelo Shayach Lochush Milalechas Besubway, who bosses Bishas Alicha Lavodash and Chukim and Chufa and Osha Venosha. Av Shlo Yuchal Lizor and Gia and Chifa Venosha. Gilo Miskabin, Machashi Epshalo Lizor, Ain Bazet Derech Kaba Vachiba. You're going with your wife, which is a Nida. That's worse. You stand a little bit off to the side. That's a machlokes a shach with others. Fine. Good. So it's okay. And therefore, for the same reason, Rebbe also, you're allowed to stand in a subway which is crowded, packed, you get pushed like sardines into each other. You can sit on the subway next to a woman, ain't a tire of a beer. Ishto Nido, you should have a little separation. That's only if you're a regular guy. Alam Yodea, Shiyabu, they hear her. Forget it. Yeshto Dimnoa, Milalechas, Oz, and Einochotzlo. That was sort of the same for Chinuch yesterday. There are basic rules and regulations for everybody, and there are additional prohibitions on a personal and subjective basis. Mebuchon Lelech, Oz, Gamke, Labodosa, in Lesser Lafke, Gavna. Yisazeg, Lesir, Data, Men, Lahara, Bedivere, Torah, as the Rambam says. You can be so much Lelech, Labodosa. And if you know it's going to be bad news, you can't. But Chas V'Shalom, it should be not category. Ad Kan Rabosai, Tshuva Zimush. Okay, it's a very important Tshuva. He writes it again. Same thing. Chelik Dalet. You know we're coming to Rabosai, so you can figure out, we know where we're leading. Tomorrow she is going to be the one of the most important shir of the career. I use that expression, career. What do I do? I press some. Okay. Press the wrong one. Samach Dalet. Watch. This talks about a very, very important topic. Someone who raises a child, adopts a child, or has a stepchild. This is an amazing children of Moshe. Not believable. People who don't have any children, they raise children, they adopt them. Watch this now. Shelo yadu klal harbe shonim ad sheyigdalu sheinam avirah im avarah. They don't know. They don't tell at a young age. Did I tell you my story? I tell my story last week? What happened? A woman, I didn't tell you. I ended up with a woman who was married with a child, and suddenly her father tells her she's adopted. And we're not sure she's Jewish. Why did the father tell her before? No one knows. Why did he tell her now? He was in a car accident. He almost died. And all of a sudden he realized, I'm going to die. Now tell my daughter she's adopted. It's going to be Tzaras. Good morning, sir. Where were you before she got married? Where were you when she was in diapers? And now they tell you to tell her. Whatever. He didn't get around to it. So no, I'm not sure. We had to have another, do another Geiris. Because we don't. So those days, they didn't tell them to adopt it. Yeshen wrote to the Galastan Klal. I was there with Dover Osir. They actually used to Krovei. You have to tell them. They can marry their relatives, Chas V'Shalom. You have to tell them. Okay. But they don't always tell them, whatever it may be. So he wants to know, what about Isur of Chibur V'Nishuk? He says, Yichud is a very major problem. Hugging and kissing, that's a big problem. Why not? Unbelievable Chiddush Ramosha. Unbelievable Chiddush Ramosha. If I said it, they'd throw me out of the base medish. The Ein Zed Derech Tava V'Chibas Bia, Ela Derech Chibuk V'Nishuk L'Bonav V'Nosov, Shalom Nesar, as the Shach said, Lek Yisur Klal. He took the Shach that we just learned. The Shach said, taking pulse. He's talking about hugging and kissing. But it's the hugging and kissing that a father does to his daughter. It's a different kind than a husband to a wife or a boyfriend to a girlfriend. I don't know how to define all these things, frankly. I don't know exactly. There must be some differences, I guess. But still. Lek Yisur Klal. How do you like that? And he brings a riot from Rav Moshe Shas Bal Peh, Sota Mem Gimel, Chur Geso Higdila Ben Achen, Osa Ben Osa Ben Achen. If she grew up as part of the family, she can't marry the brother, she's not related at all. The Mischaz Yo Ki Ach Sayu, looks like a sister. So Hoya Heker Ben Hoga Sa Avim Achur Geso Men Ako Sa Bito. Before she came over, you couldn't tell the difference between the daughter and the stepdaughter. Then Lo Hoya No Gea Bo, but Lo Hoya Mishyachad Imo, Come on Bito, Hoya Zan Nikali Alma. The dochak loma do the mischaz of the elu sheroan rak she nipses b'sham b'bayis shemol she bas lava chos achin v'chiyus v'gaim gama b'shures es sechura they have a maid kama shanim atzlam she asur li nosel achin ke mashu dafke makma she is nagi b'kan nagas ha'av in b'gita mamish if she's not in this yachid then it would be heker and the gemara says we don't pass in that way it's a kol alright they'll think that they make a mistake but b'ikur din not a problem. Okay, you have to say so how's he about the yichud? Not for a time. He's afraid of his wife. We're not going to get into that right now. But chibur v'nishuk is—he's mekel. He's mekel, mamish mekel. Huh? And I'll last shuva just for one half a second. Then we'll go back. Well, tomorrow to continue. There's one more shuva of Moshe. Yor adayer, so the last shuva for today. Chelik beis. Watch this. The Nashik Lekrovos, Heta Mamish Ab Lebito Basbito, and Lebnala Membenam. Krovos Aikadushin, his sister in law, Isa Gomer. And other Arias cousins, Isa Gomer. So Achlimchos, Shayeshalim Halem Hab Tabavi, you can marry her. But sisters, the Rambamis have certain leniencies. Okay? Derech Tabavi Nenakir Basar. And these are the cases that does not apply. Look at the Shach. Okay? Pchak on the other hand. I'm Apolochibas Bia, Vatava, who also allowed the Sigabu, Can't do that. Torah's given to all Bnei Yisrael. Maguna b'yosef, it's not a maguna, it's not really an absolute violation. Moses says the Shabbos of Gimli, because the sister, it's Sadeh Gomel, and we hear him, call out the Masurah even for his sister. Zeph is Tama Noshim, Rabosai. Talmud Chocham, it's Buddha for his sister. But other Arias, other people, would certainly be prohibited. But if it's not that it be at all, it's Buddha. Haminit, Rerofim, Yisraelim, and Mashmashim, Dobel Shal Noshim, Eishitish, Dobel Shal Mashmashim. It's not Nikar, Enochim Asbiya. Mashmashim, Rerofim, it's Nikar. But if it's Nikar, Rabosai, it's okay. Okay, and this is what he suggests. We'll have to stop. We're out of time. Tomorrow we'll continue with these halachas, and the big question can come: can you shake a woman's hand during your interview for your job? Yes or no? Tomorrow, Shir Abosai. Tomorrow, Shir.